Help us, O God, to be masters of ourselves, that we may become the servants of others. Take our lips and speak through them, our minds and think through them, and take our hearts and set them on fire for Christ's sake. Amen. About this time last year, Christine and I began planting seeds for this year's summer vacation. The island of Bali in Indonesia came to mind because it offered relaxation by the beach for her, a vibrant art scene for me, and a forest terrain great for hiking for the both of us. On our list of places to visit on the island was Tegalalang, where one can find a picturesque valley of lush green rice terraces, geometrically arranged along the hillside. It is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and from the photos, a must-see if one were in that part of the world. So on our first full day there, we set out to visit the rice terraces. But when we arrived, it was with some disappointment that we found out that the rice had just been harvested a few weeks ago, and the terraces were now a flooded and muddy mess. Not completely brown, still impressive, but not like what we have seen in the postcards and the photos. My disappointment, however, was mitigated by our guide, who explained to us that all this, the tilling of the soil, the flooding of the terraces, was all part of the preparation for the next crop of precious rice. And he pointed to us, "Look, over here, we can already see the young stalks of rice growing and taking root to eventually flourish and feed the people of the community." Growing rice is a very delicate process, and sowing seeds is intentional. It requires work, and it can be calculating and exact. So it is with some curiosity and irony that we read this morning's gospel passage, the parable of the sower. A sower went out to sow, and some seeds fell on the path, while others on rocky ground, and still others fell among thorns. Yes, some did fall on good soil and eventually brought forth grain. But did the sower really know what he was doing? After all, in an agrarian culture of the Bible, if seeds are the source of life and so precious, wouldn't one be more careful with sowing? Who in their right mind would mindlessly throw or drop seeds into the briar or the rocky soil? Those rice farmers in Bali are beginning to look like geniuses compared to the sower in our parable. And this morning, we focus on the sower because, after all, this is the parable of the sower. And I say this because we probably have heard many sermons dissecting what kind of Christian each soil represented, and how we ought to be the best soil, the most productive Christian, or make sure we only share the gospel with people who will bear fruit and become productive Christians. But this is, after all, not the parable of the soil, but rather the parable of the sower. So what about this sower? Might it be that The seemingly mindless sower who drops seeds everywhere is none other than God. That this God is extravagant beyond our imagination. That as precious as seeds are, God is abundant in what God does. Reckless in God's love. Outrageously lavish with seeds, not just for the good soil, but wherever seeds may fall. This sower, our God, is extravagant and lavish and abundant beyond what we can imagine. As we read today about God's abundance, also in the Isaiah reading, God who gives us rain and snow, and that instead of thorns, the cypress will come up, and instead of the briar, the myrtle will grow. We hear it in today's psalm that God's pasture flows abundantly with water. And in our processional hymn today, joyful, joyful, we adore thee. And in Romans, the abundance we experience when there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. I don't know about you, but this abundance gives me, gives us, great hope and comfort. That God sows and God continues to sow regardless of the outcome, regardless of the soil, because sometimes we just do not know what seed falls on what soil. How many of us here today are flourishing in our faith but once felt that we were in a different kind of soil? Perhaps we feel fully alive in our faith and we wonder, how did I get here? Or many of us at one point felt that we had been the seed that was in good soil, but today might be struggling with our faith and wondering, where is God in our lives and whether we are still following God faithfully? Because sometimes we are the only ones who think about the outcome, whereas God just keeps sowing in abundance, extravagantly casting the seeds in the air, but with this deep assurance of abundance that all shall be well. And God invites us to join this abundance because in this parable, we too are the sower. Last week, Paula talked about joining God's work when she preached on Jesus' invitation to take his yoke upon us and join him in God's work. And there's an abundance of opportunities to do that every day. Every moment, even when we do not know the impact our words, our lives, our actions have on others. How often are we surprised by someone who tells us something we said or we did helped them through a struggle, and we wondered, I said that? Or I did that? Or sometimes we try so hard to be loving or courageous, but nothing changes at the end in this other person. So just like God the sower, perhaps our call is simply just to be present, to sow, to freely sow, or to abundantly sow, or might I say recklessly sow. In the book, Love Does, the author Bob Goff talks about how love just does. How when we act abundantly in love, when we do not keep watch for what returns, we are transformed because we experience the abundance in that moment and God becomes much bigger in our lives, and that we become much more aligned with who God is. Goff writes, "I think God's hope and plan for each of us is pretty simple to figure out. Add your whole life, your loves, your passions, your interests, together with what God said God wants us to be about. And what is God's plan for the whole world? Buckle up. It's us. We are God's plan, and we always have been. We aren't just supposed to be observers, listeners, or have a bunch of opinions. So tell me about the God you love. Tell me about what God has inspired uniquely in you. Tell me about what you're going to do about it. And the plan for your life will be pretty easy to figure out from there." It is a plan to love intentionally, to sow abundantly, wherever, whenever. There is an abundance of opportunities in our lives to sow, and there we find ourselves closer to the abundant heart of God. The prayer of St. Francis that many of us are familiar with, and we will sing a version of it as our closing hymn today, shows us how to sow. "Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, let me sow pardon. Where there is doubt, let me sow faith. Where there is despair, let me sow hope. Where there is darkness, let me sow light. Where there is sadness, let me sow joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. May our God of abundance move us to live abundant lives of sowing. Amen."